Looks like we're recording.
Great. Well, good morning, everyone. Today is January 5th, 2024. It's our first BTR meeting of the year, and we'd like to call the meeting to order. Mr. Weber, would you be so kind as to do a roll call?
Mr. Kolecka?
Present.
Mr. Sales?
Present.
Mr. Nesgood?
Present.
Mr. Gilmore?
Present.
Dr. Campbell?
Present.
Ms. Hopik? Ms. Lindgren?
Here.
Ms. Klett?
Present.
Ms. Bohol?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Skanky? Hey, we have a quorum.
Wonderful, thank you, sir. All right, next on our agenda is the call to the public. Members of the public may address the board during this call for no more than 3 minutes. Pursuant to ARS, the board members are not allowed to discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public, unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. However, members may ask staff to review a matter and may ask that matter be placed on a future agenda. Is there anyone here for the public who wishes to address the board that is not part of the agenda items already noted?
Board staff has not received any interest for the call of public from the public, and no one is in the audience here today.
Thank you, Mr. Winter. Then I will go ahead and close the call to the public. Our next agenda item is the adoption of the board minutes from our previous meeting. Is there any comments or corrections, edits that any of the board members or staff have relative to our last board meeting minutes? All right, hearing none. Can we get a motion and a second, please, for the approval and adoption of last month's meeting minutes?
Mr. Chairman, this is Scott Sales. I'd like to put a motion forward to approve the December 5th, 2023 board meeting minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Sales. Do we have a second?
Bill Nesgood, I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Nesgood. Any discussion? All right, hearing none. Since we're virtual, I believe that Mr. Weber would be best if we did a roll call vote. So if you'd be so kind. Okay.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Mr. Gilmore?
Aye.
Mr. Kolecka?
Aye.
Ms. Lindgren?
Aye.
Mr. Nesgood?
Aye.
Mr. Sales?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Klett?
Aye.
Ms. Bohol?
Aye.
Hey, motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Weber. Moving on to our consent agenda, we've got quite a few items on here. Julie, is there anything you'd like to point out relative to the consent agenda under licensing matters?
Nothing in particular, thank you.
Did any board members have any items that they wish to discuss or pull off the consent agenda? All right. That was down in comments there. All right, then. Well, I'll entertain a motion for approval of the consent agenda.
Chair, this is Board Member Gilmore. I'd like to make a motion to accept staff recommendation for the consent agendas, item 5A1 through 5A7. I think I got that right.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Gilmore. Do we have a second?
Mr. McClatt, I second.
Thank you, Ms. Klett. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none. Mr. Weber, if you would be so kind as to do another roll call vote, please.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Mr. Gilmore?
Aye.
Mr. Kolecka?
Aye.
Ms. Lindgren?
Aye.
Mr. Nesgood?
Aye.
Mr. Sales?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Klett?
Aye.
Ms. Bohol?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Weber. Then moving on to item 6 on our agenda is licensing matters. This one had to be under a separate item because the previous registration was dependent on the approval of the consent agenda. So we have one item here under Mr. Blair Robinson, or Robinson Blair. I'm not sure if that's properly done. Ms. Pat, is there anything you would like to add relative to licensing matter 6A?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, as you mentioned, Mr. Blair's application is under licensing matters because his exam waiver was under the consent agenda and needed to be approved first.
Great. Any comments, questions, or concerns regarding this item? All right, hearing none, can I get a motion for approval then of items 6A and 1A?
Mr. Chairman, this is Scott Sales. I propose a motion to accept licensing matters 6A1.
Thank you, Mr. Sales. Do we have a second?
Bill Nesgood, I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Nesgood. Any discussion? All right, hearing none. Mr. Weber, if you would be so kind again, sorry, I have to do the roll call, so we have a way to do it.
No worries. So. Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Mr. Gilmore?
Aye.
Mr. Kolicka?
Aye.
Ms. Lindgren?
Aye.
Mr. Nesgood?
Aye.
Mr. Sales?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Klett?
Aye.
Ms. Boho?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Weber. All right, moving on to item 7. This one here is a matter requiring an independent advisor. Ms. Deedy, would you like to just sort of give a brief introduction here before we go through the actual ALJ script that we have to do?
Oh, make sure my mic is on. Absolutely, and I think that you, if you could just follow your script also, I think that that will help as well. And I think that Scott McDonald is in attendance and he could talk as far as the state is concerned. But what is before the board today is to review and accept, reject, or modify the administrative law judge's decision in the Jared Touchstone matter. And so it will be the board's procedures today would be to accept, reject, or modify each section. So findings of fact, conclusions of law, and the order itself. My understanding is that the state, that board staff, and the state may agree with this as well, is simply recommending one change to the conclusions of law. I believe it's paragraph 5. It's a minor typo to just change, I believe it's engineering to land surveying to clarify that that was the application that he had submitted. And with that, I will just allow you to call the case, Mr. Chair, and take it from there. Happy to answer your question.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I believe all board members did get a copy of the script, so I do have to go ahead and read through this. So we're going to go ahead and call the case. So this is the time set for consideration of the administrative law judge's recommended decision in case number P23-777 regarding applicant Jared Touchstone. Are the parties present? And if so, please come forward or identify yourself online. And I don't believe the applicant is on the call. Is that right, Kurt?
That is correct. The applicant had indicated that he would not be able to attend today.
All right, then.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Scott Donald representing the state in this matter.
Thank you, Mr. Donald. Great. Well, then we'll continue with the script. So as a preliminary matter, I will ask that all board members indicate that they have received and reviewed the administrative record of the formal hearing in the matter. Now, I believe we could just ask if anyone has not, just for simplicity, would they please let us know now? If not, we'll assume that everyone has received and reviewed the documents in question. Hearing no comments, we'll continue on. The board will now hear oral argument from the parties on the ALJ's recommended decision. Please understand that this is not the time for you to re-argue your case. Please focus on the recommended penalty and any changes you are requesting to the ALJ's recommended decision. Each party will have 5 minutes. Because the applicant has the burden of proof in this matter, the applicant will go first. Of course, the applicant is not here. The board will then hear from the state. The applicant will then be given time for a brief rebuttal. So given the order of arguments, since the applicant is not here, Mr. Dom, I believe you would fall under item number two relative to the state's argument.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I will be fairly brief. I don't think I'm going to need the entire 5 minutes. Mr. Chair, the state, the board has indicated they've reviewed all materials in this case, and I do not want to labor the point by going through them exhaustively as everybody has reviewed them. I would simply say that the state asks that the board find it appropriate to adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and recommended order in this case. I do agree that paragraph 5 of the conclusions of law should be modified for a Scrivener's error in which the administrative law judge put down engineering services as opposed to land surveying services. But with that minor correction, I would simply ask that the board find it appropriate to adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and recommended order as provided by the administrative law judge. I believe it will be the appropriate resolution for this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Donald. Given that the applicant is not on the call, there won't be any rebuttal to that comment, and it is an option for the applicants nonetheless. So having reviewed the ALJ's proposed findings of facts, conclusions of law, and order in the case, the administrative record, and the arguments from the parties, the board will now deliberate. In the event that the board votes to consider modifications, the parties will have an opportunity to meet and confer regarding the proposed changes prior to the board's vote. So as we move into the motion on findings of fact, is there a motion for the findings of fact?
Chair, this is Jack Gilmore. I make a motion that we accept the findings of fact for this case.
Thank you, Mr. Gilmore. Do we have a second?
Mr. Chairman, this is... Go ahead.
Dr. Campbell.
Thank you. My apologies. Dr. Campbell seconds.
Thank you, Dr. Campbell. Any further discussion? All right, then none. Then we'll go ahead and call for a roll call vote. Mr. Weber?
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Mr. Gilmore?
Aye.
Mr. Klecka?
Aye.
Ms. Lindgren?
Aye.
Mr. Nesgood?
Aye.
Mr. Sales?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Klett?
Aye.
Ms. Boho?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Weber. The next issue for discussion is the conclusions of law. Is there a motion on the conclusions of law?
Mr. Chairman,
this is Jack Gilmore. I will move that the board adopt the conclusions of law in their entirety as recommended by the ALJ with one minor change as stated on the record.
Thank you, Mr. Gilmore. Do we have a second?
Mr. Chairman, this is Scott Sales. I will second that motion to make the one minor change to paragraph 5, changing engineering to land surveying.
Thank you, Mr. Sales. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, Mr. Weber, if you'd be so kind once again.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Mr. Gilmore?
Aye.
Mr. Kaleka?
Aye.
Ms. Lindgren?
Aye.
Mr. Nesgood?
Aye.
Mr. Sales?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Klett?
Aye.
Ms. Boho?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Weber. The final issue for discussion is the board's order. The board order may make a motion to accept the ALJ's recommended order or may make a motion to consider modifying or rejecting it and substituting it with a different decision. Is there a motion? And in this case, it would be to issue the board order and accept the ALJ's recommended order.
Mr. Chairman, this is Scott Sales. I move that the board adopt the ALJ's recommended order denying the applicant's appeal and affirming the board's decision to close his application.
Thank you, Mr. Sales. Do we have a second? Thank you, Ms. Klett. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Mr. Weber, once again, please.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Mr. Gilmore?
Aye.
Mr. Kleka?
Aye.
Ms. Lindgren?
Aye.
Mr. Nesgood?
Aye.
Mr. Sales?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Klett?
Aye.
Ms. Bohol?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Weber. The board will now vote on a form of the final order. Is there a motion?
Chair, this is Jack Gilmore. I move that we adopt the ALJ's findings of fact, conclusions of law, and order denying the applicant's appeal and affirming the board's decision to close this application with one minor modification, item 5, to the conclusions of paragraph 5.
Thank you, Mr. Gilmore. Do we have a second?
Mr. Chairman, this is Scott Sales. I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Sales. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none. Mr. Weber, if you would, please.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Mr. Gilmore?
Aye.
Mr. Kleka?
Aye.
Ms. Lindgren?
Aye.
Mr. Nesgood?
Aye.
Mr. Sales?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Klett?
Aye.
Ms. Bohol?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Weber. Based on the proposed modifications to the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and or the order, the board will now meet.
Mr. Chair, sorry to interrupt. Since there were no modifications triggering the statutory meet and confer process, you can just jump to the conclusion of this and close this matter. And thank you all for your patience in working, in, you know, the formality and working through this. I appreciate it. It's just one more box to move to check.
Thank you, Ms. Deedy. This concludes this matter before the board. The board's decision will be reduced to writing and sent to the parties shortly. The appeals right will be set forth in the board's written order. Thank you all for attending this ALJ conference today. That will now bring us back to our agenda under item 8. In this case, we have two individuals who are interested in serving on our EAC membership, Mr. Stephen Sutherland and Mr. Garrett Tabor. And I don't believe, Kurt, we don't have either of those individuals in attendance on this call. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mike. They're both registered geologists, and we're very excited to add them to the EAC volunteer pool.
Excellent. And I'm assuming Mr. Nesgood is good with these two individuals joining our illustrious EAC membership. Is that correct?
I am.
Excellent. Well, then I will happily ask that Mr. Nesgood put forth a motion then to accept these two individuals to our EAC membership.
I'd like to propose a motion to pass both Steve Sutherland and Garrett Tabor for the membership for the EAC committee.
Thank you, Mr. Nesbitt. Do we have a second?
Is Dana Clyde a second?
Thank you, Ms. Clyde. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Scott Sales. These are some great applicants. I'm glad that we're getting some more folks in some of the more harder-to-reach spots for to help on the EAC committee.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Any other comments? All right. Hearing none. Mr. Weber, one last time, if you would please call the vote.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Mr. Gilmore?
Aye.
Mr. Kleka?
Aye.
Ms. Lindgren?
Aye.
Mr. Nesgood?
Aye.
Mr. Sales?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Klett?
Aye.
Ms. Bohol?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Weber. Our next board meeting, which will be in person, will be January 30th, so a couple weeks away. Prior to that, are there any suggestive topics that we wish to include on future meeting agendas?
Hi, Mr. Chair. This is Judith. I just wanted to mention that Kurt and I just found out yesterday that as far as our sunset audit goes, we will be heard in the House in the Commerce Committee on January the 16th and in the Senate on January the 17th in the government committee. And so as a future agenda item, we would like to be able to report back on that on the 30th.
Great. Thank you, Judith. Any other topics we want to consider?
Mr. Chairman, this is Scott Sales. It might already be on there, just an update on the home inspection documents that are routing around through for comment and things, and just a status on that, if it wasn't already on the future agenda.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Sales.
Mr. Chairman, this is Haley Bohol. I was hoping to see an update possibly on the scholarship motion and thoughts that Judith was working on and staff was working on last year. Maybe if there's any updates to that process.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get that on there too. That'd be great. Any others? All right. Well, hearing none, it is now 9:21, and we will go ahead and adjourn our January 5th meeting of the Board of Registration. Thank you, everybody, for joining today.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.